Yes, I'm back live and home in one piece, live from Orange County from the Sweet James Studios. Deep behind the orange curtain, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, your host, reporting for duty. I have to apologize. I really do try to be here. And you know, I was able to do this show on Tuesday, and there it was. You know, I did it from my hotel room, from the couch. You know, I sent my wife off. I said, look, I got to do the show right now. This is very important. Lots going on. But, you know, it's a two-day trip all the way to Quebec from Orange County. That's a lot of flight time. And there just was no way to get on the air last night at 7. I just couldn't do it. It would have pushed everything back, turned my life upside down. And I really do feel terrible about it because I take my role here and my service to you very seriously. And of course, with the news yesterday out of Washington, D.C., I was eager to give you my thoughts. And I'm sorry that we had a replay program. Well, I'm sure it was good. Producer Robbie was in charge. He is a curator of the best of segments. So if you didn't like what I was saying, if you thought there was better radio out there that we had previously put in the can, so to speak, tweet Producer Robbie and tell him what you think because he needs to know, or email me, and I'll send the email on. So if you, sam@samnation.com, email me and I'll send your hate mail on to Producer Robbie and have him feel very bad about it. 1-800-222-5222. 1-800-222-5222 if you want to be on the program. All right. It's really not about the shooting anymore. It isn't. The talk that everybody is arguing over is speech. A lot of angry people out there who hate Trump and hate his abettors, his supporters in Congress, his supporters in state legislatures, in the media, even supporters, it's a bad choice of words, but even people that are out on the road. I just saw a news blip earlier today where some shots were fired at a truck. Where was this? Indianapolis. The truck, some guy's cruising on the interstate, and he's got a flag. He's flying a Make America Great Again flag, and some guy opens fire on him. No one was hurt. But you get the point. You have actual violence that is a response to political speech. And I want to make this important distinction. This is kind of a lawyer's lingo. Lawyers talk about speech even when it's nonverbal. So a bumper sticker, even if it doesn't have writing on it, is speech. If you've got a don't tread on me flag flying in front of your house, let's say, that's maybe a bad example because there's text on it. But even if there's no text and it's plain and obvious that it's a Tea Party symbol, that's speech. Putting up a cross is speech. Bullets are not speech. And our founders put... Well, I'll put it this way. Our founders wrote a solid First Amendment that has been only modified in very, very limited ways, which is why in this entire conversation about what CNN said and didn't say, what MSNBC pundit talking moron may or may not have suggested be done to Trump and how graphically said act was laid out. Regardless of what people are tweeting on Twitter, what radio people are saying about what needs to happen to congressmen, it's really, I am always deeply uneasy about putting any type of speech off limits. I just don't like the idea. I think that the court, the Supreme Court in this case, is the final word when it comes to matters of the Constitution, has put very reasonable limits on free speech. And the one that applies here is incitement. Okay? And incitement, it's not enough to just write somewhere, I think the president should, you know, should die. I think all these guys are clowns hanging them from trees. I mean, it has to be imminent lawless action. That's the definition. And it's a case. You, if you want to be really smart, you can tell your friends. Brandenburg v. Ohio, all the way back in 1969. And that was the extent of it, because some guys, just procedurally, it was the Klan case. And some guys had been convicted of, you know, some shouting some things, some hateful things at a rally. And all the way back in 1969, our Supreme Court was wise enough to not outlaw hate speech. That's how advanced we are here in this country. Isn't that great? Don't tell Great Britain or the rest of Europe. So we wisely, our court wisely, in my opinion, decided that it really was only if you're standing there and yelling, kill that guy, that is a no-go. That, you can't do that. That's unacceptable. And everything sort of short of that is may not be tasteful, but it's not up to the courts. It's not up to any official organ to limit that speech. It certainly is not the place of the government or for law enforcement to go around and monitor a bunch of kooks on Twitter. So I find this entire discussion about censoring these left-wing loonies to be a little bit off. Now, I, of course, I'm pissed about it, but I enjoy because you just sometimes got to laugh at this stuff. I enjoy the hypocrisy that is coming out. And the best example here is in the New York Times today. There was an editorial. Oh, where is it? Ah, here we go. Remember Gabby Giffords? 2011, there's a guy, Jared Lee Loeffner, if you remember. Gabby Giffords was, just as here, a member of Congress. She's at a constituent event in Arizona. And this Loeffner character pulls up. He's got a high-capacity magazine, a gun, comes ready to shoot the place up and does so. I think he killed six people and severely wounded Congressman Giffords. And if you recall back then, the talk was, well, there's this, it's the fault of those evil Republicans. Most notably, that dummy, Sarah Palin, who has been circulating this map, this political action map, sending it around. And you know what she had the temerity to put on that map? She put bullseyes, you know, the kind of things that you would have on a gun scope, targeting the districts that were in play. That's what Sarah Palin was, and I don't even think Sarah Palin designed the map. Some, you know, GOP, operator had put the map together and put little, like sights, you know, exactly, bird on a wire. Right? That kind of thing. Crosshairs. There it is. Got to get my gun terminology right. So this was the big argument back then. And of course, it was poo-pooed on the right and fanned on the left. And that's how it is in New York Times. Well, New York Times, what is 6 years, 7 years later, they still haven't figured it out. And they ran an editorial. I'll read it to you, relevant part. Was this attack, speaking of what happened here, what happened back in Arizona. Was this attack evidence of how vicious American politics has become? Probably in 2011. Now it's talking about Loeffner, what he did to Gabby Giffords, talking about what everything happened. And then before the shooting, Sarah Palin's political action committee circulated a map of targeted electoral districts that put Ms. Giffords and 19 other Democrats under stylized crosshairs. See, Robbie, the New York Times also doesn't know. What is it? What did you call it? What did you call it? Oh, okay. They do have it right. All right. Crosshairs. Is that really the right word? I trust you. Well, anyway, they know it. I don't. So there we go. They've got their gun lingo right. And they think, as of today, that that is what happened. Well, so they a huge uproar, and they had to correct it. And so what I think in all of this is, it's the answer. Okay, everybody wants to always figure out an answer, some new policy, change the law, rewrite the Constitution, just take it and rip it up and start over. We can't have this kind of thing happen again. Look, nutty people are out there. They're out there. The fact that they all happen to vote for Bernie Sanders, I don't know what to tell you. But that seems to be the late developing trend. That the media is so incensed with Trump rage that every time I turn on CNN and the layers of condescension are so thick that it makes it seem, if I didn't have a brain, if I didn't have my own gut check on what the real world is about, if I was an impressionable young person with no political upbringing, who hadn't studied history, perhaps had been a community volunteer or organizer or the like, and I turned on CNN and I listened to what CNN had to say about Trump, I would think Trump was the second coming of Adolf Hitler. And that is the problem with what is being done in the media, right? That's the issue. There's no solution for it other than continuing the dialogue. I'm not gonna sit here and say that the First Amendment should apply to me. They're free to say whatever they want. And we are free and must tune it out and not listen and not give it credence. But the risk you run, I'm reminded, speaking of Adolf Hitler, I'm reminded, and this is just a little bit of history here. I spent most of my childhood reading and studying history, and one of the things you do, of course, is the 20th century. It's full of tragedy, and one of the greatest tragedies of the 20th century, of course, is the Holocaust. And you wonder, as a kid, when you're studying the Holocaust, you wonder, well, why is it? How could it be that humans could do this to humans? And I read a book recently from a close friend who writes about the Holocaust and law related to the Holocaust, and he wrote this fantastic book. And in it, the first important premise, the first important historical context to understanding why events played out as they did, was that through law, Jews were dehumanized. That was the function of the Nuremberg Laws, was to dehumanize Jews and those of Jewish descent, and to put them in a place where it was then okay to gradually mistreat them more and more. Now, on a much lesser scale, this is dangerous to even get into this, but it's the same type of thing, the same type of setup that is happening by way of dialogue in the media, where Trump is a Nazi. Trump is the most horrible, worst person. He is literally taking our country back to the Stone Ages, which even if you're Jillian Barber and you think that Trump is just the worst person in the world, you know, she's a reasonable person. There are a lot of reasonable people out there. I don't think actually believe that this is, you know, the second coming of Adolf Hitler. But by these people in the media, by talking heads and the like, saying crazy stuff like this and encouraging people to think this, it becomes okay by way of, I don't know, guilt by association. It becomes okay to mistreat supporters. Scalise, this guy that shot, now I don't know if the shooter went out there and indiscriminately began shooting at people, but the congressman that is lying in critical condition is one of Trump's closest supporters in Congress. This guy stood by Trump when Trump was, you know, it was down to the wire. The tape came out. I mean, this was a guy that was on the Trump train during the election, during the primaries. You cannot, I don't know. I just, again, I don't know if it's a factor. But you must understand the effect that it has on people to dehumanize Trump supporters, to make it so that you, and you know what I'm talking about, it makes, do you really want to put that bumper sticker on your car? You want to drive through through Santa Monica with a little "Make Trump Love Not War" or whatever it is? You do not want to have a Trump sticker on your car doing that kind of thing. All right, there's more on this. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back right after this.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
The king of common sense, rarely wrong, always right. It is I, your host, Sam Rejofsky, on Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KBC. Okay, I don't know if you caught this part of the story, but Congressman Steve Scalise, who I was telling you about a minute ago, when he got shot, the shooter got him in his hip, shot through his hip and into his lower abdomen. Got to cause a lot of damage there and significant blood loss. He starts bleeding. The congressman gets an army crawls, right? Army crawls from second base, from the infield, out off the baseball field. This guy's tough. Now, obviously, good news being that since he's the third ranking, third most important person in the House of Representatives, he gets a security detail, a couple of police officers from Capitol Police. They're there. And so they engage the shooter, and I don't know, seen the video. I mean, this guy must have had, I mean, there were, I counted, I think, over 30 rounds being fired easily. But I guess the shooter is a terribly bad shot. So that, well, that's it. You know, I think maybe if it was, it's a Bernie guy. You know, if it was a Trump guy, he might have been a better shot. I don't know. This guy's not a gun guy. But he is a violent guy. I mean, this is an angry dude. I think what we know about him is he hit his daughter, he hit some woman. Who was it? His wife or somebody punched a woman, at any rate. Got arrested for it. And then he was so consumed, right? He's a huge Rachel Maddow fan. Loved up MSNBC. Just you know, totally excited about it. And is so consumed with Trump hate, he decides he's going to bail on his family, bail on his life, and he gets a van. This van has curtains. This van becomes his new home. And he drives this van from Ohio all the way down to Washington, D.C., where he decides to camp out in the suburbs of D.C. and become some sort of like a protester in residence. This is the level of derangement that people have. I always throw this out. The simple question you always have to ask yourself, you know, what would you do? And if you're crazy, you got to have a normal friend. You got to call. You got that one friend who's pretty normal. And if you need a good check on things, you call that friend. And you say, hey, Bob, what would you do? Would you just quit your job? Let's say the most radical person, would you ever do that? Would you just get in a van and... You want to know the craziest thing I've ever done? So it's not that crazy. I'm just going to warn you right now. This is a terrible buildup. Wait, Robbie, were you there? Oh, no, it was somebody else. I was with another friend. So I went to, it was election night. I forget when, but this is right during Newt's contract with America. Newt was Speaker of the House. So Gingrich is in it. And also, we're, I think, right in the middle of the Lewinsky thing. I want to say that this was maybe in 96. That'd be right. Sometime in high school. And it would be toward the end of the Clinton era. 96. It would have an election year of all things. Well, anyway, I think I go to a Republican party that's in Newport Beach. They always have an election night party there, and I bring a giant sign which I've crafted myself using a marker. This is for you kids who now do everything digitally. I used a marker on a bulletin board type material, and I write on this sign. Newt, like Newt, right? Newt Gingrich. Dash E-R Clinton. Neuter Clinton. So I thought it was hilarious. The only problem is my sign blocked the primetime feed that was coming from the event. And I had a bunch of, you know, TV people really pissed at me. But my sign definitely was out there. But that's it. It was just a humorous sign. I didn't say death to Clinton or shoot Clinton or you know, hang the guy or punish him. I have a quick little montage. When we get back, I just want to give you a taste of the stuff that's out there. And then really tell you why I think that the press reaction to this and why the political reaction to this and the Twitter reaction to all of this is just wrong. It's off kilter. All right. We got John Wolfe up next with the news. Don't go anywhere afterwards. I will be here to bring you all of this when I return.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rojofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. We are live back home now on the right side of the orange curtain from our Sweet James studios. Still undisclosed, still deep behind the orange curtain. All right. Yes, and thank you. I talked about it earlier this hour, but I'm grateful for all of you for giving me a pass this week. I've you know, Monday and Wednesday I just could not do the show with my travel schedule, and so I hope you were pleased by Robbie's curated selections of some Sam Nation best of. And if you didn't like it, like I said earlier, sam@samnation.com, email me or tweet producer Robbie and tell him that he sucks. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. It's fine by me. I'll pass it along if need be. But I think you did a good job, Rob. It was good. I liked what you picked out. So thank you. 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. That spells KABC, in case you're wondering. That is the number to reach me. And obvious, as always, I always tell you, sam@samnation.com, email me during the show. I check it all the time and will react if there's something there pressing that fits into what we're talking about. So is it terrorism? That's right. Twitter can't figure it out. Neither can CNN. Or certainly not any of the right-wing sites. Breitbart, they're throwing it around. A lot of people, a lot of pro-Trump people are saying it's terrorism. Left-wing terrorism. This guy is shooting up the baseball field in Alexandria and injuring both Congressman Scalise and a few congressional aides. Look, you got to words mean things. This is, if you've listened to me long enough, you know I'm a stickler for the English language. What can I tell you? So I'm programmed. This is a lawyer thing. I'm just programmed to look at what the word means in illegally, right? Because this is what law is. A law defines what a concept is, and also, more importantly, what it isn't. So terrorism, terrorism, the classic definition for it is the use of violence against civilians to achieve a political purpose or aims, some cause. So that's why, you know, you if you've got, you know, Palestinian terrorists and they take down an Israeli airliner. Well, they're innocent people. Of course, you know, they're civilians. They're just regular people on their way to vacation or to a business meeting. Plane blows up, and the object of it is for that act of violence, for that unlawful act, to get the attention of the public at large so that they put pressure on their government to, I don't know, be nicer to the Palestinians. This doesn't work with the Israelis, by the way, but theoretically at least. This is not terrorism. I'm sorry. I love you guys over at Breitbart, and I think you're smart dudes, and I agree with you a lot of the time, but it's not terrorism. It's not. They intentionally targeted congressmen. And this guy, incidentally, you know, there's some talk, and we're going to figure more out as the days go by, but he apparently went from person to person. Are you a Republican? Are you a Republican? Pow, pow, pow. He's asking about that. Well, there were Democrats on the field, too, I believe. I'm not entirely sure about this. They were just Republicans? They were just out there practicing. Because the game happened a little bit earlier today. 7 p.m., I think, it happened Eastern time. So about 4 o'clock this afternoon, the game happened. Yeah, so they were practicing for the big game that went ahead today. But so don't throw around. If you're pissed off at what happened, I get it. If you're angry, I understand. Believe me, I am too. It's an assassination attempt, if anything. They're going after elected officials looking to kill as many Republican congressmen because these are the people that are advancing that lout Trump's agenda. And why? Because I heard how bad Trump was listening to Rachel Maddow. Send her a love letter or some weird thing like that. God, what a nut job. All right, I'll give you some clips of what's been said on the media here when we come back. Sam Rejofsky, don't go anywhere.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
All right. What happens when you get into an accident, you have some injury that happens to you, you hire a lawyer, and you slowly begin to realize that that lawyer is not doing a good job? They're not calling you back. They're not, I don't know, they're not, no progress is being made on your case. You're not really getting much of anything done. And you start to have that nagging suspicion that you're going to be up a creek if you don't do something about it. Well, guess what? You can do something about it, and that something is hiring a new lawyer. That's right. Get a new lawyer. Don't let that loser wreck your case all the way to the end. I was just talking to Sweet James Bergner earlier today, and another big firm that advertises a lot on TV, he took over a case from them. And wouldn't you know it, I mean, the mistakes that they made on it, bad mistakes, James is going to fix it. He's going to fix it. He's going to take care of it. And believe me, I went through the details with him. I know him well. I looked at it. I will tell you right now that if those mistakes hadn't been corrected, that case would have gone nowhere fast. It's really important who your lawyer is. Don't get a bad lawyer. Get a good one. Get the one that we trust here on the program. And that guy, you know, is Sweet James. Sweet James Bergner, if you must have his last name. He's got a beautiful beard, but even a more beautiful heart. And he does really care about his clients. He'll care about you. Give him a call, 800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021. Or keep that number in your hip pocket. Just, you never know when you need it or when somebody you know may need it. Be the smart guy in the room. Have the answer, right? I know who to call, Sweet James. Also, have his website, sweetjames.com. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, back. Well, I got it. So if we're talking about all this speech, that so-called, you know, crazy liberal ranting, let's have a listen. I've got a short little compilation here that gives you an overview of some of the things that have been said by talking heads. And who do we have? We got Madonna. Gavin Newsom, Philip Mudd on CNN, Tim Kaine, some actors, De Niro, Larry Wilmore. Have a listen to this and just to get a taste of what's been out there leading up to this.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
In the last few months, we have announced repeatedly and emphatically that we are unafraid to fight.
Trey Gowdy ought to have his ass kicked.
What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets.
Are they going to actually stand up and say, enough, it's time to take him out?
He's a national disaster. I'd like to punch him in the face. Sorry, everyone. I know. I don't want to give him any more oxygen. That's not a euphemism, by the way. I mean it literally. No. Somebody get me the pillow they used to kill Scalia, and I'll do it. Okay? I'll do it.
These are all liberals, right? The same people that are about peace and about love and about love trumps hate and all this BS. They're full of it. I don't want to get into an argument about, well, they really should. We really should be doing something about this terrible speech. I just don't believe in curtailing hate speech. I don't believe it in hate speech as a concept that is worthy of regulation. I don't. I don't care. I always say this. I don't care if you're saying something that I find totally objectionable. If you're saying it, I'm going to turn it off. Well, actually, I'm doing this show, and as part of that, I have to listen to all your nonsense, so I won't turn it off. But if I didn't have the show, I'd turn you off. Off. Done. Pew. I don't have to listen to you. That's the choice that we make in a free country. And this is a guy who's nuts. The guy that shot these people is nuts. I mean, it's plain and simple. He's a bad person. He's a criminal. And to the extent that he's motivated by listening to Rachel Maddow, I get it. Of course. Of course he is. And the liberals, you guys, all you love and peace and flowers and everything, you got to look at yourselves and think about it. But I'm going to defend your right to say your crazy, nonsensical things to the end. All right, Sam Rogowski, back right after this.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rogowski, you know, I tell you, do you know why I am such a huge advocate for free speech? I think the exact opposite of what right now is being talked about in the media by a lot of very intelligent people who are all up in arms right now because of all the speech. And the premise of the argument is what? That the speech... All right, so all this crazy talk, this anti-Trumpist venting, that this speech created the problem. That the speech... That the things being said on TV, the things being written online, the words being typed into Twitter feeds all over the world, that got into the mind of the shooter, this guy named Hodgkinson, and that as a result, Hodgkinson went out, bought a gun, loaded it, and began firing at congressmen with the intent to kill. Now, the premise is wrong. The premise is wrong. I'll tell you, plain and simple, I believe that if you're able to use your words and get out your anger with words, you're less likely to go out and become destructive in an unlawful, felonious, or tortious way. So in other words, you know, they teach you when you're really angry as a kid to write it on a piece of paper. I tell my kids this, right? Write it. If you're angry, deal with your anger. You don't punch the kid in the face. You write it on a piece of paper and then tear it up or whatever. You've heard that. I think it's good for people to vent. Get it out. Like, that's what's so beautiful about the First Amendment. It's when it crosses the line from words to action that it becomes a problem. This guy used bullets, not words. You can put bumper stickers on your car. You can put a crucifix in your, hang it from your rearview mirror. You can hang a flag from your house unless you live in Orange County and everything's a homeowner association, a bunch of commies that won't let you do anything. But I digress. You have so many ways to express your opinion. And we should live in an environment where expressing that opinion is okay. Where you're not living in fear that somebody's going to shoot, you know, like this guy in Indianapolis a few hours ago. This car, guy with the Trump flag, he's getting bullets in the back of his car. That is unacceptable. And so I don't know. I think when somebody on a program like this says, you know, boy, I just would really like to take all the oxygen out of, who was this that said it? Was that Larry Wilmore? Comedy Central, he says, I don't want to give Trump any more oxygen. It's not a euphemism, by the way. I mean it literally. Somebody get me the pillow they used on Scalia, and I'll do it, meaning suffocate Trump. This is dumb. It's stupid. And I don't know, is somebody going to be motivated by that to grab a pillow and go smother Trump? Well, maybe one of the White House butlers. A holdover Obama, a deep state Obama butler. I don't know. It's when it crosses the line from speech to action. And the courts, you know, it's incitement. It comes down to imminent lawless action if you're it's imminent, and otherwise it's permissible. And we've got to be grown-ups. And I know that's very difficult to tell a Bernie Sanders supporter. Grow up! Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation. Talk to you tomorrow night.